Welcome to Uni Jena International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. Today's episode is about living, how to find a room in Jena. My name is Fleur Frenk. I work in the International Students Department of the International Office at the University of Jena. My guests today are Ms. Wenke Riemland from Studierendenwerk Thüringen and the team leader of the International Students Department, Britta Saalheiser. In part one, we will look into the question of how you can apply for a room at the Studierendenwerk. Yeah, dear Ms. Riemland, welcome. Thank you for coming. Would you please introduce yourself briefly?
Of course. My name is Wenke Riemland. I've been working in Studierendenwerk Thüringen in the House Department since 1st of July 2022. I'm responsible for inquiries about the application process. The allocation of rooms is also part of my job.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Riemland, could you tell us what are the advantages of student housing?
The rents are very cheap in comparison to the private market, 190 till 350 euro per month, depending on the size of the room and type of the apartment. The monthly rents are all-inclusive, lump sum rents. That means all operating costs, including water, electricity and heating, are already included. Internet can be booked for additional amount of 10 euro per month. Most rooms are furnished with a bed, table, chair, wardrobe and shelves. Modern fitted kitchens with cooker and refrigerator can be used. All dormitories have washing machines and dryers, which can be operated against a small fee with your Tosca. The Tosca is the student ID you will receive after your enrollment. The rent includes a janitor service in the residential homes. The janitor can be contacted if there are any problems with the facilities and he can make the necessary repairs. The landlord, the Studierendenwerk Thüringen, are also site in Jena as a contact person. In the dormitories, there are dorm tutors. So there are students who live there and can answer many questions around the life in the student dormitories and help with the getting around the city, finding the university buildings and the Studierendenwerk facilities.
How many dormitories are there in Jena and where are they located?
The dormitories are situated all over the city in Jena. There are 28 residential homes. They have different sizes and are allocated in different parts of the town. All of them are accessible by public transportation. An overview of our residential home can be found on our homepage.
Okay, so we will post all important links below this episode. And Ms. Riemland, could you tell us, are there different types of housing and how are the apartments equipped?
Yes, there are two room types, single roomed in a shared apartment and a single apartment. In a shared apartment can be 2 till 8 students. A shared apartment is a room for sole use with a shared use of kitchen, bathroom, shower and WC within a shared apartment. A single apartment is a one apartment room with kitchen, kitchenette, bath, shower and WC for sole use. Most rooms are furnished with a bed, chair, wardrobe, shelves. Modern kitchens with cooker and refrigerator can be used. Kitchen appliances like cutlery, post pans and crockery are not part of the kitchen equipment.
Okay, so the students have to buy them themselves.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And when and how should students apply for a place in a dormitory?
Students should apply for the summer semester on the 1st of October. So that is the start date of our application time. The application start date for the winter semester is the 1st of April. And the students have to apply online via our homepage.
Okay, and which steps do students have to follow when applying online?
Yes. The first step is that you students have to pick some residential homes from our homepage. After it, they have to fill out the fields of our online application form. If all data has been entered, so they have to complete the form by clicking on the green send button. The students receive a confirmation by email immediately after sending the online application. They have to confirm the application via the link provided in the email to validate the application. Then the application is registered in the Studienwerk Thüringen. After the application has been successfully registered, the students receive another email with the information on the application procedure. The students will be asked by email several times before the start of the room allocation process whether they are still interested in a place to live. They have to confirm the application within the specified period of a link in the email. If they don't respond to the inquiry, the application will be deleted from the application list.
Okay, so it is very important that the students react to the emails of the Studierendenwerk.
Yes.
Okay, and how does the room allocation process work?
Dormitory places are allocated 6 weeks before the start of a semester at the earliest, depending on the free capacities according to the chronological order of the applications received. The same admission and rental terms apply to all housing places. Hardship cases are given priority according to the occupancy guidelines. For the recognition of a case of a hardship, like an evidence, for example, a handicap pass or a medical certificate is required. As soon as a place to live is available for the students, they receive an offer by email. So the students have to check the spam mail folder as well. Now it's on the student side. They have to decide if they want to accept the offer or not. If the offer will not be accepted or the deadline will be expired, the application will be automatically cancelled from the waiting list.
And how can students contact you if they have any questions?
The students can contact me via telephone, via email, or via our homepage. We have a contact form.
Okay, we will link your contact data in our show notes. Thank you very much, Ms. Riemland. That was very useful information. And yeah, we want to encourage all students to apply for a place in the dormitories.
Thank you very much for the invitation. It was an honor to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Riemland. In the second part of this episode, we talk about finding a room on the private housing market. My second guest today is a colleague from the incoming team, Britta. Please introduce yourself briefly.
Yes, hello, Fleur. My name is Britta Saalheiser. I'm responsible for the support of international students at the University of Jena.
Yeah, thank you for being here. What can students do if they don't have a room in a student hall of residence?
Well, first of all, don't panic. There's usually a solution. We know that not everybody can get a student hall of residence room in the first semester, but there are some alternatives. And first thing that you should do is, if you know that before you arrive that you don't get a student room in a dorm, you should look for an alternative on the private housing market. For example, a room in a shared flat or maybe even a single apartment or a shared flat with other students. We know this can be a bit difficult from abroad, and that's why it's better probably to book a bed in a hostel or bed and breakfast or even a hotel for the first few days in Jena, so you have a base where you start your search from. At the beginning of the winter semester especially, it can even happen that there are no free beds and hostels anymore in Jena because Jena will be very full of new students. So bear in mind that there are hostels in nearby cities from where you can go on searching for your room. We've collected some of the addresses of these hostels and Airbnbs or bed and breakfasts and hotels in the Jena region on our website. The website is, I think, in the show notes.
Yes, it is.
Start studying international And there's the accommodation section in the first chapter of this website. There you can find all the pieces of advice that we have for you. Maybe you already know people in Jena, so fellow students or friends or family even. And of course, you should tell them that you're still looking for a room. Maybe you can stay with them for a few days. And you should not travel to Jena without a place to stay, because the university won't have any emergency accommodation. And we can't help you with your search, I'm afraid, but you have to do that by yourself.
But how can students find a room on the private housing market?
There are several possibilities. As I've just said, maybe you already know people who can help you searching, or you who know where to look for rooms, or have heard about rooms being empty, or they can ask somebody. But probably the most usual way to find a room is via online portals such as WG gesucht. WG is an abbreviation of the German word Wohnungsgemeinschaft, so a shared flat. And this platform, WG gesucht, is the most common platform for searching for rooms or offering a room. You can also find that link to the platform on our website. So most students go to this platform, and sometimes you can also see notices or posters on the notice boards. But of course, you have to be here to see them. But sometimes these notices also refer to ads in WG gesucht. You can also post your search, so don't look only for offers, but you can post a search yourself. And when you look through the ads, the offers, you can watch out for the location of the flat, the furnishings, the size, the number of flatmates, and of course the rent. So when you are looking for a room, you should not use the filter too much. So don't narrow down your search too much, because then, of course, you will get only few offers. So be a little bit flexible in your criteria.
How much does a room cost?
Well, the room prices vary greatly depending on the size and the facilities and location, the equipment, etc. So you should expect to pay at least 300 euros per month, but it could be much more, as I've just said, depending on the size, for instance. And Jena is not exactly a cheap city. It's not that expensive, but it's not cheap. And maybe you find cheaper options in the cities around Jena, in the greater Jena region.
What is the best way to get in touch when you have found a suitable ad?
Well, I suggest to use the contact options that are mentioned there. So usually there's an email, or telephone number, maybe WhatsApp. And you should maybe try all of them, all the channels that you can, and don't wait. So do this immediately when you found an offer that suits you. Contact them immediately, and don't contact only this one ad. So if you found many ads or several ads that suit you, contact all of them, because usually not all of them will reply. And so you have many, many options still open. Sometimes the flat sharing communities do interviews with the new candidates. Usually they get many, many, many people who are interested in the one room that they offer. So they do interviews with the candidates and then finally make a decision whom they are asking to live with them. If you are asked for an interview, don't be afraid. Just be your natural self and be positive. Yes, this I think is the best way.
Where can I look for a room if there are no vacancies in Jena?
We recommend that you look in the greater Jena region right from the start. Jena is usually fully booked at the beginning of the semester. And with your semester ticket, you can reach the nearby cities very easily, and you don't have to pay for your ticket every day. Many of our students do that. So the cities I would recommend that you look at are Apolda, Weimar, Gera, Erfurt, Kahla, Kamburg, Stadtroda, Rudolstadt, and Saalfeld. So these are medium-sized cities, and they usually have some office. The housing market in those cities is a little more relaxed than in Jena, and many of our students do that, actually. They commute every day, and so you won't be alone on the train going to Jena and home in the afternoon. And my tip is also that you can apply for the student housing again in the course of the first semester, and then you stand a very good chance to get a place in a dorm in the second semester.
And the rooms offered on the private housing market, are they furnished?
Usually not. There may be exceptions. For instance, if you rent a room in a family because their grown-up child has moved out, or with some elderly people, maybe they also have a furnished room. And sometimes even in shared flats, the previous tenants leave their furniture behind. So, but this would be the exception. Usually you have to bring your furniture yourself, or you have to look for it. Now, of course, we know that international students wouldn't bring their furniture with them, and you don't have too much money left. So my tip is that you have a look at the shops for people with little money, where you can get furniture cheaply or even for free. Sometimes you can find something even in the bulky waste in the streets, believe it or not. Sometimes you can even still use the things people leave there. And you should have a look at the eBay classifieds. They're usually free or cheap offers, which you can go and get. You pick it up by yourself, but I'm sure that your new friends will help you carry the new bed to your room.
And is it also possible to start your own flat sharing community? And how do you do that?
Yes, I'm sure it's possible if you find a flat. That's the first thing that you should look for. Find an apartment with several rooms. Usually that's even easier than finding a single room. But of course, you have to also find some friends you trust in to start up this community. So once you found that flat, you have to agree with your new flatmates on who is going to sign the main tenancy agreement. You can do that together, but this has the drawback that if somebody moves out, you have to draw up that new tenancy agreement again with the new flatmate. Or one of you is the main tenant and forms contracts, subcontracts with all the other persons. It's usually easier, but that means that the main tenant has more responsibilities, because that person will probably pay the main rent, and then you have to watch out that you get the money back from your flatmates. So you have to agree on the rent shares and the obligations that you have as a tenant. You have to trust each other very much. So that's also not quite so easy. But if you trust each other, it should be possible. You can search the internet for templates for such contracts. So it's called Untermietvertrag. So usually you should have that between yourselves and the others. And maybe you can even ask the housing administration. But you have to ask them anyways. You have to get their permission that you form a flat sharing community. You can't just have other people living with you and not let them know. So you have to do that anyways.
What is legally important when setting up a shared flat, and where can students ask legal questions?
In addition to what I just said about the contract and the obligations, you have to watch out that, like with the costs, yeah, there's the basic rent, and there are the additional costs, like for electricity and water and heating and the internet and telephone. And you have to really put this down in the contract, in the agreements, who is paying for what and how you're sharing these costs. Also, there are some other obligations. For instance, in Germany, you have to pay for broadcast or broadcast fee for TV and radio. That's mandatory. Everybody has to pay that. And you have to make sure that you're paying this, otherwise you get everybody into trouble. Also, in the house, there might be some duties on who's putting out the rubbish bins and who's doing the winter service. If it's snowing, sometimes there's a caretaker on site, a facility manager who does that, but sometimes not, and you have to do that yourself. And you have to, of course, share these obligations. Also, you have to pay a deposit to the landlord or the ones you're renting the flat from, and you have to share the deposit, or the main tenant has to pay this, but then is responsible for all the damages that might happen. Remember, a contract is a contract, so everybody should know what they're signing, and they should stick to these duties and rights they have there. So if somebody moves out, make sure that not the other tenants are suddenly left with damages or some other obligations they did not expect. There is a basic legal advisory service for free at the Studierendenwerk Thüringen. So there's a counselor who is giving advice. This person won't do everything for you in legal terms, but they can give you a good piece of advice if you need it.
And do you have any special tips at the end? What else should students keep in mind when looking for a flat?
Well, start with something negative. Be very careful. Sometimes, I'm afraid, and unfortunately, there are really criminal persons around who make offers to get just your money, and they won't give you a room, but they take your money. So always be very, very careful if somebody asks you to pay money to an account outside of Germany. That's not usual. Or to pay money in advance if you haven't seen the room yet, if you haven't signed the contract yet. You should never pay any money to any persons. And be careful if you don't like the room, or if you're not quite comfortable with those persons, if you're feeling queasy about it, you should not sign that tenancy agreement, because you won't feel happy in that room at all. So be careful with strangers, basically. Then let's start with the positive things. So maybe you find a family or an elderly person who offers a room for you, and in the exchange for having a room or maybe even a lower rent, you do something for them, like babysitting or teaching English or to the children, or maybe helping with the household, doing shopping, etc. So maybe that's an offer for you you might think about. And as I've just said in the beginning, you should be flexible. So be flexible in the beginning if your first choice is not perfect. Maybe it's all right even for the first semester, and make another application for the Studierendenwerk dormitory. And I'm sure you're successful for the second semester.
Thank you, Britta.
You're most welcome.
Many thanks once again to Ms. Riemland. That was really useful information. Dear listeners, thank you for your interest. And as always, all the important links are in the show notes. Bye!